Hey there, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Muzak for The Observant. Nick here. We're going to listen to some, I guess, give a bit of a range today. Some stuff old, some stuff new. Some cool stuff off the playlist coming in. But first, we're going to start off with an old favorite of mine from the album Like a Fool. No, sorry, the album's called Foolish, and it's a song called Like a Fool by Superchunk.
Thank you. After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information...
FunDrive 2016 has started online. The donation page has officially gone live and is waiting for you. Head on over to citr.ca/donate to help us reach our goal of $40,000 to continue growing our local arts and music scenes in our diverse cultures. By donating, you'll receive awesome CITR prizes like notebooks, swag bags, LPs, and on-air shout-outs. It's all starting now.
Yeah.
Hello again, this is Muzak for The Observant, CITR 101.9. So, at the top of the hour, I said that we're going to be listening to a diverse range of music. Apparently I lied, because all of those songs that I just played, they're either from the 1990s, or there was one song that was heavily inspired by music from the 1990s. Not only that, it was all, like, guitar bands. But you know what? I really like that style of music. And once you get on a train, sometimes you just got to keep on riding it. So we just listened to Sebado with a song called Together Alone. It's my favorite song off their album Bake Sale. I also believe that is their best album. It's got a really cool guitar intro and outro. It kind of got this... Sounds like a progressive rock kind of sound to it. And I played that song because before that, I played an Eric Gaffney song. I think it's new. It's called Mean Distance, and it's off an album called Land of Make-Believe. Now, I know Eric Gaffney didn't play on... Well, he did play on Bake Sale, but he didn't play on the whole thing, actually. He played on a few tracks. He was replaced by it was Bob Fay. But I wanted to play something off Bake Sale. In any case, the Eric Gaffney song, as I said, it's off an album called Land of Make-Believe. And usually I don't like his tracks too much in Sebado. Like, I prefer Lou Barlow the most, and I think Jason Lowenstein's songs are second best, but I never really liked Gaffney's songs. They're so, like, sometimes they're okay because they break up the album a bit, but they're just so harsh and weird sometimes that I can't deal most of the time. That one's a lot different, though, than his other music. It's a bit more catchy, a bit more more melodic. It's got the sound, it kind of sounds more like Ween than anything, that stuff he usually does that I know of. Of course, he shares that vocal style with a lot of Ween tracks where it's kind of low and deep like this, and half singing, half croaking like a weird frog. Anyway, before that was The Faith Healers, another early 90s band. I can't remember where they're from. I think they're from America. And they play this cool kind of really jammy, kind of drony. Not drony, but it's like, it's 90s rock, but it's a bit less structured and a bit more, they more just jam on like open single chords and there's a lot of build-up. So their songs are really long. Most of their songs are 5 to 8 minutes. Like that one was called Heart Fog off their second album, Imaginary Friend. I think to give a good idea of what their sound comes from, they do a cover of Mother Sky by Can, which is, to me, it's sort of the basis for all their music. But it's really they're a good band, and they're kind of hidden because they don't have anything close to hit any sort of hit song. They didn't have any, I don't think, any music that could have possibly been played on commercial radio or having a popular music video or anything like that. But they're really good. Before that was the Provincial Archive. They're a new band from Edmonton, I believe, and a song called Bad Connection off their self-titled album. And I know it just sounds like a straight-up mid-90s guitar band. What did I think it sounded like a bit? It's kind of got a Built to Spill thing going on. Bit of, kind of, if you ever heard the band Quasi, they kind of sound like that, I think. But not, obviously they're a guitar band, but the songwriting and the type of melodies they use is sort of, to me it's in that vein, that Pacific Northwest kind of thing going on. And of course, the top of the hour was Superchunk with Like a Fool. So I think moving forward, going to get away from this 1990s train and move on to something a little bit different. I have in my hands a really good new jazz album. It's by the Allison O Quartet. It's called Forest Grove, and it's a really good album. It's a mix. I think it's a really good medium between very modern jazz sounds and also retro-ish. I can't hardly describe that, but it sounds old. It sounds new at the same time. So it manages to sound fresh, but also not weird and zany. So it's got, it has ballads that sound like 50s, very melodic 50s stuff, but it also has a few tracks that border on new fusion. It's really good. We're going to listen to a track called Oriole. This is Allison O Quartet.
Thank you. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players.
Come celebrate 100 years of great theatre with the UBC Players Club. The oldest club on campus invites you to And Then There Was 100, a centennial celebration featuring two original shows. Running March 3rd to 13th, join us for an evening of theatre, history, and maybe even a few drinks. Check us out on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Thank you.
Hey, once again, you're listening to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. That was a track called The Open Road by a duo called Wild Plains. I think they're from Ontario. I can't figure it out right now, but... actually, they're from Montreal. And it's a... I guess it's a classically trained pianist and... a non-classically trained violin player. And, it's just them jamming, I guess. So, cool stuff. Before that was, as I said, the Alison O Quartet with Oriole. So I think I'm going to run out of here slightly early to go to work. But before that, we're going to listen to a snippet of... something I've recently just discovered. It's really excellent album. I didn't discover it, obviously, but it's called Persian Surgery Dervishes by Terry Riley. And I got into this album when I needed something to listen to while I studied. And it goes extremely, extremely well with because I'm taking an astronomy course. And it goes extremely well with that. This is so Terry Riley, from what I've read, him and a small group of other composers have spearheaded what is now called minimalist music. I don't know too much about this. I'm going off Wikipedia here. But I guess it was him and other names that you might know, Steve Reich, Philip Glass, these guys invented, you know, I don't know if they invented it, but they certainly, I guess you'd, like, they crystallized this type of music that, is so common now in modern, composition, and it's so, you can hear it everywhere from, commercials, soundtracks to, like, big movies. You can hear it in avant-garde composers are influenced by this. It's everywhere, really, and it's kind of started around this time, which is the 60s, 70s. Another famous recording is Steve Reich's music. Composed for 18 musicians. I can't remember the name of it. It's also really good. And basically this movie, it sounds sort of like another place it's really, you'll recognize it from is like 70s science fiction movies. Not Rollerball, but I can't think of any other ones, but movies like that. I think if you're not too familiar with it, you'd think, if you listen to this type of music, you'd think, well, it's from some sci-fi movie, a 70s movie where all the cars are flying, but they still use cassette decks. It's also appropriate because after this is Marco with Astro Talk. He's going to be coming on later. But we're going to listen to a snippet of this. It's a 90-minute album, and it's pretty minimalist. It's just keyboards, tape loops, things like that. Terry Riley just really experimented a lot with these things, and it's a really nice soundscape he creates. So let's check it out. It's not going to make you want to break down the doors or anything, but I think it really helps me, like, clear my mind and just relax. So it's been a lot of fun. I'll see you next week for a fun drive, which if you want to see me or hear me try and sell you things, I'm a very bad salesman, but it should be a lot of fun because it's fun drive and it's fun. And so tune in then, and maybe I'll have some buddies over on the show, too, to you know, kick off Fun Drive, which actually is starting on Thursday. So, yeah, I'll see you around. Until then, adios.